It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast is the right time because you have made a decision to empower your life. You've made a decision to take your life to the next level. You desire more money. You crave love, the right kind of love. And you deserve to be healthy and strong. And that's what the Law of Attraction in this podcast can do for you. We're in your corner. We're in the trenches with you, belly to belly, face to face with the enemy. We know the enemy and we can help you. My name is Robert Zink, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light. And today we're talking about seven things that you can do that will absolutely put the Law of Attraction to work for you. I get people all the time, they say, Robert, I believe in the Law of Attraction. I know it works. I've seen it work. I just don't know what to do. I don't know how to go about it. Is there anything you can tell me? Well, yes, there is. These seven secrets. They're big. They're important. They're life-changing. And if you will follow them, you will awaken the power of the Law of Attraction in your life, and you will have the money that you desire, the love that you crave, everything else, good health, vitality, and energy. Let's get started. But first, I want to remind you that we love getting your letters. We just got a letter from a young man in Japan who's listening to the podcast every day. And we are excited that he's listening because he's going to change his life. And when he changes his life, here's my theory. When people change their life in a big way, the potential to affect and change the world increases. Another man in Western Australia, been listening for a long time. He's now choosing to be a miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching client, and we're going to work with him. So we have people all over the world joining us. We want you to join us too. And here's what you can do. Share us on Facebook and be sure to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. Thanks so much. Okay, let's get on with this. Number one, know exactly what you desire and be open to something better. Know exactly. You know, I have a client who wanted a particular job, and she's an attorney, and she wanted to get on at a particular law firm. And it didn't work out for her. And she was devastated by it at first. And then she remembered that we wanted something better. We wanted that law firm, but we were willing to settle for something better. Something that paid more, gave her more prestige, more power, more of what she desired. Guess what? It happened. It happened. She got on at a better firm for more money. She got exactly what she desired or something better. So, you know, people have trouble with that when it comes to relationships. They're thinking about somebody in their life that they'd like to get back together with. Maybe they've gone through a divorce or going through a divorce or a breakup. And they're just focused on that one person. And that's okay. We can help you. but I also think it's smart to be open to something better. Because there's always something. The universe is infinite. There's always something better. So be open to it. As you know what you desire, then you're going to want to take that desire and break it down into bite-sized chunks. I call them goals. You can call them whatever you like. But goals really work. There have been studies all over the place by major universities between the people that write down their desires and put them in front of their face every single day and those who don't. If you write them down and put them in front of your face every single day, you'll be more apt to keep focused in the direction of your goals. Get your goals accomplished. Okay? They're not that hard. Okay? Really, they're not. You can do this. Number two, this is a big one. I don't care how strong your goals are, how much you desire a specific lifestyle, a specific type of job, opening up your own company, whatever it is, if you do not do work every single day to fuel your desires, you've got to fuel your desire, which means you've got to see it, visualize it, take action on it. Once you get started in the action stage, then the desire will continue to grow because you're seeing that you're accomplishing things, you're doing things, and you're attracting what you want. Remember, for most of us, attracting what we desire is going to come in bite-sized steps. It's not going to come overnight, but it can. But it won't if you don't take desire. I have a client, she won $1 million on the lottery. But she still had to have the desire for that money. You know, matter of fact, that's all we talked about for the most part. I mean, we did talk a little bit about relationships, but we focused on money. And we're still focusing on money. So it's absolutely essential. And then she took action. You know, I don't know how many times I've had a hunch. I had one last week. I had an absolute hunch that I needed to buy a ticket. Not certain that I'm going to win the big one or not. I don't think about it that way. But I knew something was there waiting for me. But I didn't take action on it. I got distracted by something else. Oh, I got to go do this, do that. Got to hurry up and get home and do this. You've got to take action on these gut level feelings, on these desires. But you've got to fuel your desire. You got to make it strong. You got to make it so you can't sit still until you accomplish what you want to do. Number three, I call it believe, know, and trust. Believe, know, and trust. You've got to believe, absolutely believe, that you are putting out your intention every single day and that the universe is matching your intention. You've got to know that it's happening. It's not good enough to believe only. You've got to know. And then you have to let go. Some people want to squeeze, and they squeeze the energy out of everything. They're just sitting there, is it going to happen? When's it going to happen? When's it going to happen? It's going to happen. That's craziness. Just trust, let go. It'll happen. It will happen.
What if you could employ the astonishing wisdom, power, and secret knowledge of the ancients to attract anything you want? What if the synergy of ancient wisdom combined with modern mind technologies could be yours to attract incredible wealth, unstoppable love, and extraordinary health? What if you could receive all this and more through a powerful system of one-on-one mentoring called Miracle Mentoring and Alchemy Life Coaching? Now you can claim your 30 minutes of free miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Miracle mentors Rachel and Robert Zink help people all over the world to save their marriage, return lost love, make more money, start a business, save a business, enjoy good health, increase personal power and confidence, and live the untold secrets of the law of attraction. There are now limited miracle mentoring openings available, so visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com and claim your free 30 minutes. One gentleman has raised over $2.5 million in less than 2 years for a scientific research company. Another client has increased his income from $35,000 a year to $150,000 annually. A businessman in Brazil saved his failing business after his partner walked out and is now making big money. One lady saved her marriage after being separated for 3 years. Clients all over the world are saving their relationship or marriage. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com to claim your 30 minutes of free miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching now. Save your relationships, find your soulmate, attract wealth and prosperity. Do it now. Remember, there is no attraction without action. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com today.
Yes, we want to remind you, join us. Join us for your 30 minutes free miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. I'm serious. Your life will change. Well, number four is challenge and remove. Some people challenge, but they don't remove their limiting beliefs. Your limiting beliefs are the core of your counter intentions or mind viruses, the stuff that stops you from doing what you really want to do, from becoming what you really want to become, from enjoying what you really want to enjoy. Remove those limiting beliefs. Number five, get positive and feel good. Get positive. Be uplifting. If you're walking around sulking, nothing good is going to come from that. You have to get positive and feel good. Choose to feel good. Not every day is a great day. Some days you may be feeling bad. I think of my dad. He used to go to work. He used to love to whistle while he worked. And he was always upbeat. He'd have 103 temperature. And you couldn't tell. Because he worked through that and kept his feeling good attitude. That's what I want you to develop, is a feel good attitude, so that you feel good, people around you feel good, everybody gets motivated and you start doing it. Got to take action. And action sometimes means overcoming your limitations and choosing to feel good. Well, number six is take action. It doesn't get any more pointed than that, because if you don't take action, there's no attraction. If you just stand in one place, nothing happens. You've got to have some movement. And the way you do that is you get started. What can I do right now? Everybody thinks about action. They're thinking, well, you know, next week, one girl called me, I'm interested in changing my life. Oh, well, good. I'm really interested in changing my life. I want to make more money. I want money coming to me. Good. Let's do it. I'm ready to get started right now. Well, I can't do it till I get back from Las Vegas. And she won't do it when she gets back from Las Vegas. See, that's the personality type. Always off in the future, never now. Always tomorrow, never now. And then someday, you wake up and you're 79 years old or 83 and you go, there's not too many more tomorrows left. Take action now. Do it. Do it now. Number 7 is gratitude. Yes, an attitude of gratitude. I am thankful that I have this wonderful little studio that I can work out of every day. I am thankful that I have listeners all over the world who write me and share how our message is making a difference in their life. I'm thankful for so many things. I'm thankful that I have a tree filled with walnuts, for God's sakes. Because last year at this time, I didn't have any. So I'm thankful for a lot of things. What about you? What are you thankful for? Focus on it. It's getting bigger as you get more thankful and fill yourself with gratitude. Okay, we're done. We're out of time. The clock is, you know, there it is. It's gonna explode. Time to go, but thank you so much for listening, and remember to pay it forward. Do something good for somebody today. We will talk to you soon. You have a great day because you absolutely deserve it.
It's a fact. Most people want more money. It's also a fact a handful of people make lots of money, while most people work all their lives and make very little money. Are you tired of trying to stretch your paycheck? Are you fed up being broke? Would you like a new home, luxury vacation, and a new car? Are you ready for a life filled with money and prosperity? All the latest evidence on wealth building points to one major difference between the wealthy and the poor. Beliefs. Miracle Mentors and Alchemy Life Coaches Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have created a life-changing program called Money Like Magic. This easy-to-use program quickly helps you attract more money and build wealth by transforming your beliefs both consciously and subconsciously. Are you ready for wealth? Get Money Like Magic at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.